Now let's come to Unit 10, the Swedish rock band.
下面我们进行下一个单元。
Unit 10, the Swedish rock band.
首先我们要了解一下我们将要学习的一段对话所发生的背景。
Now, please look.
那么这个对话所发生的背景呢
是 the Swedish rock band yesterday is visiting China, and they're going to give a concert in Kunming tonight.
背景是他们正在中国访问，他们打算要在昆明今天晚上要举行一个 concert, 举办一场音乐会。
And what is the name of the rock band?The name of the rock band is Yesterday.
这个摇滚乐团的名字叫 Yesterday. 那么 Yesterday 呢也可以译作音，就是 Yesterday 摇滚乐团。那 Yesterday 摇滚乐团。
So, the rock band Yesterday is visiting China and they're going to give a concert in Kunming tonight.
Eric,One of the singers in the band is talking to Li Wei-in, a journalist from CCTV. We know CCTV 是中央电视台的意思。A journalist from CCTV that is a reporter. A reporter from CCTV 是中央电视台的一个记者。Eric, so one of the singers,
其中有一个歌手名叫 Eric.正在和中央电视台的记者 Li Wei-in 交谈。Look, they are talking.
What are they talking about?
那么他们正在谈什么内容呢？
Certainly, they're talking about the band.
谈论有关乐队的事。Look.
Li Wei-in asks, Is this your first visit to China?
Eric says, No, we were here last year.
We were here last year, that is, we came here last year.
It is not the first visit to China.
It's not our first visit to China.
不是我们首次访问中国。
We were here last year.
我们去年来过。
So this is the second visit to China. Or this is our second visit to China.
是我们第二次来访问中国。
How many singers are there in your band?
There were four last year, but now there are only three.
Last year, there were four.
去年我们有四个歌手。
But now, there are only three.
而现在呢，只有三个歌手。
One of us left the band last month.
我们中有一位歌手上个月离开了乐队。
Left 是 leave 的过去式 So left the band last month.
Then Li Wei-in asks, Why do you call your band yesterday?
Why do you call your band yesterday?
那么你们为什么要把你们的乐队称作 yesterday 呢
We call it yesterday because we like old music.
我们把它叫昨天是因为我们喜欢古老音乐。
We like old music.
You are from Sweden. Why do you sing in English?
那么你们是瑞典的。为什么要用英语来唱歌呢?
So you are from Sweden. Why do you sing in English?
Most Swedish people can speak English. And people in many countries can understand English songs.
大多数的瑞典人都能够讲英文了。而且许多国家的人都能够懂得英语歌曲。
Alright. Now from the interview, we know something aboutThe Swedish rock band.
通过这个采访 interview, 我们可以了解到有关 rock band 的一些情况。
So we know the Swedish rock band is called Yesterday. So we can call the band Yesterday Rock Band.
我们可以把它称作 Yesterday Rock Band.
And why do they call it Yesterday?
为什么他们把乐队的名字要起着 Yesterday 呢?
Because they like old music.
因为他们喜欢一些古老的歌曲。
And is this their first visit to China? No. It is their second visit to China. They came to China last year.
那不是他们的首次，而是他们第二次，因为他们去年已经到中国来过。
Right? Then how many singers are there in their band?
那么他们的乐队里面现在有几位歌手?
How many singers are there in their band? Or how many singers does their band have? Only three, but they were four last year.
啊，现在只有三个，但是去年的时候有四个。
Now what happened to that one? He left the band last month.
他是上个月离开了这个乐队。
And what else can we learn from the dialogue? Certainly we learned. The Swedish rock band Yesterday is going to give a concert at Kunming tonight.
那么我们知道这个乐队就当天的晚上要在昆明举办一个音乐会。好，在刚才的那个对话里面出现了 because 引导的原因状语，请看。
We call it yesterday because we like old music.
因为我们喜欢古老音乐，所以我们把我们的乐队呢称作 yesterday. 原因状语它通常放在那个主句的后面。
Now one more example.
我们再看一个例子。
We sing in English because most Swedish people can speak English and people in many countriescan understand English songs.
我们用英语演唱，因为大多数的瑞典人都能够讲英文，而且许多国家的人都懂得英语歌曲。所以原因状语呢，通常放在主句的后面。那这种表述习惯呢，和我们汉语的表述习惯有所不同。我们汉语有时候呢，把原因呢放在前面。那比如说因为大多数的瑞典人都会讲英文，而且许多国家的人呢都能够懂得英语歌曲，所以啊，我们就用英语来演唱。那因为他们喜欢古老音乐，所以他们把他们的乐队呢就叫做 Yesterday。 所以我们汉语呢啊，通常把原因说在前，然后得出的结果放在后。而英语里面呢，他是先说前面的主要的啊， They call it yesterday， 他们把它叫做昨天，然后做一个进一步的解释，
Because they like old music，
然后下一句也是的， They sing in English， 他们用英语来演唱，
Because most Swedish people can speak English and people in many countries can understand English songs
啊，他把那个补充的描述的性的东西呢都放在后面，这是英语的表述的一种思维习惯。但是有 because 引导的那种状语从句呢，在有些文章的承上启下的时候呢，它也可以放在前面，请看。
He finds it hard to travel around the big city because he does not know the way.
那由于他不认识路，他发觉在这个大城市里面行走啊，是的确很困难。那这个呢，是放在后面，我们也可以把它放在前面。我们也可以说
，Because he doesn't know the way, it is hard to travel around the big city.
啊，因为他不认识路，所以呢，在这个大城市里面行走啊，是非常困难的。
Okay.
所以我说
He said, Lily was not here because she was ill. So Lily 现在不在这儿因为她病了。我们也可以说 because Lily was ill, she was not here. 但是要注意当你把 because 放在前面的时候、because Lily was ill, 我们让按汉语的说话习惯呢因为她不在这儿因为她生病所以她没有来。我们的因为所以这个是很自然的。但英语里面呢你前面用了因为后面就不能再用 so, 如果用了 so, 就造成一个语言错误。So, Lily was not here because she was ill. 如果你说 because Lily was ill, 那后面是用 so she was not here, 还是直接说 she was not here 呢？对，应该说 she was not here. Because Lily was ill, she was not here.它就本身含有这个因为所以这个意义在里面。这也是英语的表述习惯和汉语的表述习惯之间的区别。That's the difference between Chinese and English. Well, so much for the first part of this unit. 那这个单元的第一个部分呢，我们就辅导到这里。